1. Today I think one happy thought I enjoy expressing in my life. Today I think one happy thought I enjoy expressing in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. 1. Today I think one happy thought I enjoy expressing in my life. Now, my world is filled with happy thoughts. My world is filled with marvelous thoughts, wonderful thoughts, exciting thoughts. And all of these thoughts are something that just turn me on and make me feel so fantastic and so glorious. Just think now. If I had the opportunity of going into my home and looking at my home and saying, all is in divine order. Now, that's a happy thought. Now, I could think that my happy family is in divine order. I could think that my house is in divine order, as a house goes, rooms and all of the paraphernalia that goes into a house. I could think that the people in my world who come to visit me and my family are all beautiful, wonderful, glorious people. But I take one. Just today, I think one happy thought I enjoy expressing in my life. Now, I think I'll take the thought of a peace. There now is peace in my world, and it began with me. There is peace in my house, and it began with me. This is one happy thought. Today, I think one happy thought, and I think that happy thought is peace, and I enjoy expressing it in my life. How could I enjoy expressing peace in my life? Well, number one, if I am able to keep my thoughts one-pointed at all times, if I am able to keep my thoughts one-pointed on anything that I want to think about, anything that I want to think about, anything that makes me happy, anything that fulfills my life, one thought. Now, what is that one thought that I want to make me happy? What is that one thought that makes me feel so good, so great, so fantastic? What is that one thought that just takes my life and turns it right side up and says, hey, this is wonderful, this is great. Okay, all the members of my family enjoy our home. Now that certainly would bring peace on into my home. All members of my family enjoy peace in our home. When the children come home, they're saying, hi, Mom, hi, Pop, what's going on? And when they leave the house, they say, see ya. And we know that they're off on good adventures. We know they're off on wonderful, glorious things to do. We know that because that's who we are. That's the type of family we are. We're a family that does good things and beautiful things. We don't worry that our children are going to go out and be mischievous and nonsensical. We know that they're going to go out and be a credit to themselves and a credit to their family and a credit to the world. They're going to go out and just be peaceful citizens, be peaceful kids. And we think of them as peaceful. We don't think that they do peaceful things or they don't do peaceful things or don't do peaceful things. We just know that they are content with themselves. They're at peace with themselves. Wherever they go, they spread peace everywhere because that's their nature. That's their life. That's their love. That's their being. They spread peace everywhere. And everywhere they go, people love to see them come because they know that these are the peaceful kids. These are the happy kids. These are the content kids. These kids are looking for fun things to do. Kids are looking for happy things to do that make them feel good, that make them feel wonderful, that make them feel fantastic. Yeah. And the adults in the family. We are interested in happy things in our world. We're interested in peaceful things in our world. We see all the world at peace. We see our family at peace. We see our community at peace. We see everything working in divine right action. We see all working in peaceful, harmonious order. And we see it now. We don't see it because we want to see it. We see it because that's what it is. That's what first dwells in our heart, first dwells in our soul, first dwells in our being, in every thought we have. We think peace for our family and our world. Wherever we go and whatever people we meet, we exude peace. Now, I was talking to Anita the other day, and she was telling me about her experience in New Zealand. And she was waiting on tables in a restaurant, and the fellow who came into the restaurant was the ambassador for the United States to New Zealand. And he was an amazing fellow, just an amazing fellow. Anita said, he exuded peace. Around his table was the feeling of peace. All the people that came into the restaurant in any area near him were enjoying total peace because that was who he was. He exuded that. He lived that. And he was a fantastic fellow, very charming fellow, very contented fellow, a very peaceful fellow, truly an ambassador par excellence. We can all do this in our life. We can all exude in our world exactly who and what we are. We take one thing. Today, I think one happy thought, and I enjoy expressing it in my life. Just take one happy thought. Well, I want a lot of them. Well, you got 365 days in the year, so you get lots of chances for lots of happy thoughts. But each day, just take one. Concentrate on one. Let that one be your wonderful work of art. Let that one happy thought, one wonderful thought, one marvelous thought be your contribution to your world and the world today. You can have your happy thought be your contribution by making sure that every time you think of that thought, and you think of it often, you bring it out into your life. We want to be like this ambassador who went to ambassador school and who trained how to be peaceful, who trained how to be loving, who trained how to be a negotiating person, who trained how to be an ambassador. And what a glorious person he is. Now, there are many people in ambassador schools throughout the United States who are training to be ambassadors, and they are ambassadors, and they are wonderful. And what makes them wonderful? It's their nature. It's their very essence of their being. It's who they are. They're not trying to be somebody else. They are peaceful people. They look for the peaceful circumstances in the world. They look for working harmoniously together in the world. They look for how we can have solutions, not problems. Most people have a tendency to look for problems because they're most evident, but they want to train themselves like the ambassador to look for the solutions, the peaceful solutions, the harmonious solutions, the joyous solutions that bring about on earth all that is good and all that is glorious and all that is wonderful and all that is fantastic. And they do it right now. They do it right now. They do it in every moment of their life, in every moment of their being, in every moment that they exist. And they're doing it lovingly, joyously, wonderfully, fantastically. They're doing it because that's their nature. That's the nature of who they are. That's the nature of what they are. That's the nature of why they are. And they're nothing else but that. That's all that they are. And they love that. They love being that because that's who they are. Can you and can I, can we be that nature? Can we have one happy thought each day? Just choose one happy thought and let that be the activity of my thinking for that day. One happy thought. One. Today I think one happy thought and I enjoy expressing it in my life. I'm that ambassador. I'd love to go to an ambassador school. Wouldn't that be a wonderful training thing? Well, we can do that without even going to school by knowing that there now is peace on earth and it began with me. There now is any happy circumstance on earth and it began with me. And that's where it takes off into its wonderful, joyous, fantastic expression. Be that today and watch what happens when you let it go and be the divine that you are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.